You're listening to SBS News.
The Omicron variant is spreading quickly around the world, and it has now entered the Middle East's worst-hit country, Iran. With its first confirmed case of the Omicron COVID-19 variant, their health ministry is urging Iranians to get a booster shot. The Omicron variant was detected in a middle-aged Iranian returned traveller from the UAE. In the United Kingdom, British Health Secretary Sajid Javid says 60% of all new COVID-19 cases in England are the Omicron variant.
We are watching the data, discussing it with our scientists and our best advisors almost on an hourly basis. Okay. And we will monitor that very carefully. We will keep the situation under review. But we've shown in the past, as government, in dealing with this pandemic, that we will do what is necessary, but it's got to be backed up by the data.
Dancing is not allowed in Wales, as nightclubs are to close from December 17. And in Scotland, people are being asked to limit social contact to two other households either side of Christmas. And in England, some venues are now legally required to check the COVID-19 status of residents over the age of 18. The Omicron threat looms over winter holidays in Europe and the United States. The Netherlands went into lockdown over the weekend. The possibility of tighter COVID-19 restrictions ahead of the Christmas and New Year holidays is very possible over several European countries. In the United States, White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci is urging people traveling to visit loved ones to get booster shots and always wear masks in crowded public places.
The one thing we want to make sure people understand right now is that when your time comes to get boosted, get boosted, because when you look at Omicron, all the data in Omicron indicate that even with the good protection that you get, certainly against severe disease from a two-dose mRNA, when you look at what it does against Omicron, it's down considerably to a level where you really need to get boosted. If we're going to deal with Omicron successfully, vaccinated people need to get boosted.
And finally, a US appeals court has reinstated a nationwide vaccine or testing COVID-19 mandate for large businesses, which covers 80 million American workers. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.